This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the government is continuously making efforts to preserve priceless heritage sites in India. He informed about an important discovery made in Malhar Chhattisgarh under the Gyan Bharatam Abhiyan. Addressing the nation in his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi said that three rare copper plates have been found there related to Maharishi Bal Arjun of the Pandu Vanshi dynasty of the 6th to 7th centuries. The Prime Minister also mentioned his recent visit to the Netherlands, where in a special ceremony, ancient copper plates from the Chola period were returned to India. Mr. Modi said people are sharing joy and expressing pride, and the Tamil community around the world is also particularly enthusiastic about this. Prime Minister Modi has urged the people of the country to take utmost care during the prevailing hot weather and follow the guidelines issued by various government departments in this regard. The Prime Minister also talked about Girija Amma, who is a teacher in Nagarkoil, Tamil Nadu, and runs close to 15 schools. He said, inspired by Mann Ki Baat, she pledged to contribute to the cause of soldiers in the country. Chief of Defence Staff Lieutenant General N.S. Raja Subramani today said that innovation in thought and action would drive the development of military capabilities. Addressing the media after assuming charge as the country's new CDS, General Subramani said the armed forces have consistently demonstrated professionalism and operational decisiveness in safeguarding the nation's interest and remain committed to protecting India's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Earlier this morning, General Subramani was accorded a Guard of Honour at the South Block Lawns in New Delhi. He also laid a wreath at the National War Memorial. Admiral Krishnasamy Nathan today assumed charge as the 27th Chief of the Naval Staff. He succeeds Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. Addressing the media after taking over command, Admiral Swaminathan said that the Indian Navy remains vigilant in safeguarding the nation's interest and is actively deployed in a regional security environment that continues to be challenging, complex, unpredictable and uncertain. West Bengal Governor Mr. R. N. Ravi has said the open India-Bangladesh border is endangering national security. The Chicken Neck Corridor, which connects the northeast to the rest of the country, needs to be fortified, he said. He said this while talking to media after arriving at Baghdogra to attend Narad Samman Samaroh at Siliguri today. He further added that a sensitive section of the India-Bangladesh border is posing a threat to national security due to years of unfenced security. Three persons lost their lives after a commercial building collapsed near Saket Metro Station in South Delhi last evening. According to AIIMS, a total of 11 victims were brought to the Jay Prakash Narayan Apex Trauma Center for treatment. Of them, three were declared brought dead on arrival. Five people are undergoing treatment at the hospital, while three have been discharged after receiving treatment. Chief Minister of Delhi, Rekha Gupta, today visited the incident site at South Delhi and reviewed the ongoing relief and rescue operations. The government has refuted a fake message circulating on social media claiming that India Post is offering gifts or rewards under the Dark Seva Gifts scheme. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau said that the video is fake and clarified that India Post has no connection with any such Dark Seva gift offers, reward scheme or lucky draw. The India Meteorological Department has said that conditions are favorable for the further advance of the southwest monsoon into more parts of the southwest and southeast Arabian Sea, the Lakshadweep Islands, and parts of Kerala and Tamil Nadu over the next 4 to 5 days. The IMD added that heavy rainfall is likely to prevail over Orissa, Nagaland, Mizoram, Manipur, Tripura, and Lakshadweep until tomorrow. In badminton, India's men's double pair of Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on the Indonesian duo of Muhammad Sohibul Fikri and Fazer Alfian in the final of the Singapore Open today. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will be up against defending champions Royal Challengers Bangalore in the final of the 2026 season at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The final match scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Both teams are aiming for their second IPL title. Gujarat won the maiden crown in 2022, while RCB are looking to successfully defend the trophy they won last season. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.